ask Brian to comment that there's no Sunday school this morning. I think and believe in my heart that young people need to be in service with mom and dads and grandpas and grandmas and uncles. I don't see too many young ones here this morning anyway, but when we do have them, I think it's important that they're in church. I believe when the Holy Spirit is moving in the parents' heart, speaking to their hearts, the children need to see how mom and dads react within a service. I really believe that in my heart. They got to see it. I think one of the things the church has done wrong, my personal opinion, is that we've taken children out of the services. And I believe that they need to be in the service at least one Sunday a month, that they can be with moms and dads. They can hear mom and dads praying, praising, worshiping the Lord, and knowing what it's like to do it. Amen? Amen. It's too quiet for a Pentecostal church in here.
Amen.
There you go. I know when we raised our daughter, we were brand new Christians. She came to church. She was in church on Sunday mornings. Then they had Sunday school before church started, was one reason. She was in church on Wednesday nights, and she was in church on Sunday nights. She remembers the people in the church. When the Holy Spirit touched them, they came to the altars, they wept, they cried. She saw us do it when God moved. And not just our daughter, but many of the other parents at that time, they had their children in the service because they're people. They need to hear the word of God. They may not understand what's being spoken. And that's why I believe we really need that exposure to our young people. And that's why at Crossfire and other, especially remnant church, our young people sit in the services to experience what it's like. It may be super boring to them. That's okay, but the Holy Spirit knows how to override their hearts when they get older. They'll remember how bored they may have been and maybe tried to fall asleep, but their Holy Spirit will bring to their memory when they start going through, they're going to reach back in their memory. They're going to remember. I remember when mom and dad went to the altar when they had a problem. And that's why I believe in my heart. How many agree with me? We're a majority, so I win. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But today, I want living right now, and my title is AI a danger to Christianity? I do not worship AI, I worship IA. The I am. Worship the I am. So, but I think it's an important subject matter. And I decided to do this at the beginning of the week, and this week. Fox News this past Thursday had a short discussion on many people using AI to find out if they are attractive or really hot. Well, if they don't get really hot. Newsmax had us scammed easily. The 700 Club this week had a segment about AI scamming $10 trillion within some businesses. Things are seriously happening with this AI thing out in the world right now. People are being scammed. I can't remember, but I think some people even in the church here told me about a situation where they thought it was a son calling him up and needing some money. Phone, even if we say one word, AI can do that and duplicate the voice of a loved one, and you think it's them. And we need to be aware of that today, too. Amen. From other researchers, and I research stuff myself just to check on different things, but I thought it was an interesting thing, and it needs to be spoken because us, I believe, which will impact us. He will try to impact us. Heavenly Father, I ask that through your Holy Spirit right now, that you, and Lord, that you will use your word today to convict us, to challenge us, to help us in this hour that we're, as the way the world is going, it's happening. Things are moving forward fast, rapidly. So, Lord, this morning we're going to touch, and around the world right now, that is already deceiving millions. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you for the Holy Spirit to guide us, and let your anointing be upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody screamed out loud.
Amen.
There, I like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I know there's people here say, I don't like your screaming and your yelling.
Amen.
Get ready for eternity.
Yes.
Because in heaven, the Bible says there'll be shouts and praises.
Yeah.
You won't be standing around like this with your finger, God, what's next? Nah, you'd be looking at him and you'd be praising him, because everything in your life will be gone in the past.
Right.
And God is going to, we're going to see what a good, good father he's been.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you don't want to get excited, that's your business, but I'm going to get excited in spite of you.
Amen.
So last night about 10:30, I just happened to come up on this. And I found it on, I actually went into my, OpenAI urges Trump administration to remove guardrails for the industry. It's part of a project called Stargate. OpenAI is a part of Stargate, hence OpenGate. AI. Something's happening there. Thank the Lord for Donald Trump, who put a guardrail, a hold from it going. Joe Biden, I think, to let everything go, move across every part of the government. Donald Trump said no, not now, because he knows something about AI too. And it's trying to mess our government up also. But I just thought that was really interesting. How does it fit in? Now, if you go, and I'm not going to go through this because I didn't have the time to research it. I just scribbled that time. But if you think it kind of explains a little bit, but you can't just read it and say, oh, that's it. But when you start getting into it, you're going to find out that stars, it talks about different things. In verse 12, it indicates Satan will use slander and turning mankind away from God in the heart and lead them in, I'll be honest with you, which will weaken the government system of our world when people begin to rebel. In verse 15, I thought, God, the wrong way, when you read verse 15 in there. And then I'll, this scripturally, what we're seeing is happening, and it's happening fast. The development of all-knowing being is shaking up civilization, parts of the AI in that word, capable of sensing, feeling, conscious of, responsive to the sensations of seeing, hearing, feeling, all-knowing being is shaking up civilization. Question. Questions. Will it be like God? Delete. Will it be able to replace pastors? About right, they're good. They want to replace robots in different in the homes, even for all kinds of things, and that's a goal. And those robots are all being maneuvered by AI. Isaiah 45, 11, 12. You always go to the Word. Always go to the Word. A lot of people won't. Thus, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons. Hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I even and all their hosts have I commanded. Not AI. I have commanded. The I am. God's letting us know that he is in charge. Not indirect through some evolution process of earth, of man, of the heavens and all their hosts. But God did both stars and angels included. Isaiah 42:5. Thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spreads forth the earth and that which comes people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. God's the one who put life in us.
Yes.
Programmed to think like a human, to learn, to problem solve, to create, and to speak. Such as Siri and Alexa. Ever hear of those?
Yeah.
It is said AI will soon be taking over many jobs. Now, don't get scared. Trucks and taxis, answering phones, teaching, doing engineering, giving medical diagnosis. They're already. Some even say AI will take the place of pastors. I had to put that in there again. Next on artificial intelligence. Now, when I think about what's happening in the church world today, how they're more concerned about entertainment and what fun can I have rather than making preparation for our eternity. Almost all human, many people be the closest thing to having the omniscience of God. Knowing everything, infinite knowledge here is God. Daniel 12:4 says, "But thou, O Daniel, time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Is knowledge being increased?
Yes.
Every moment that goes by with it, AI and computer systems are being able to. As we see the unsealing of the book, we can see the near return of our Lord. Revelation 22:10, "And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." God is having, he gave us all these things in the Bible to be aware of what's happening in our world right now so that we can be ready and not be surprised. Knowledge is not only in understanding, but in prophecy, as in every study and practice that we have. This further indication of the near approach of the end of happening. In Furth, Germany, this was written, you can look this up. I looked it up. I looked at it. In Furth, Germany, St. Paul's Church of over 300 AI computer giving a 40-minute sermon. 40 minutes. It included text generated by OpenAI, chatbot. Somebody chatbot? And delivered by avatar on a television screen above the altar. Chatbot, initially personified as a monotone voice, addressed the audience by proclaiming, "Dear friends, it's an honor for me to stand here and preach to you as the first artificial in Germany." I thought that was interesting that it was put up on a big screen, screens, maybe three, four, five of them across the whole front, huge buildings, and they don't have a pastor there, but the pastor is at one church of the what they call campus instead of church. And they sit there, and that pastor will preach a sermon, which many people don't even know who in the world the guy is. And they'll have what they call it when it's done. But the sheep will sit there and look at the screens and believe everything being said because they love the entertainment part of it with their nice plush chairs and their coffee hole. But it's truth. We're in serious times. And I thought about that when I researched this at what was going on in Germany. Did you know that there's an AI app? An AI Jesus app where the app speaks to you as if Jesus is talking. Look it up. Is this modern technology a threat to Christianity?
Yes.
Working out their salvation. They're accepting anything and comes in because it's easy and a lot of it's entertainment. Will robots, because I've already explained that they have already. AI prayer creator. AI creates personalized prayers, occasion, tone, and personal detail instead of relying. But AI will do the prayer for you, so you don't have to worry about it. Listen again to four pastors. Oh, by the way, four. How many fingers I got up? To a holiday gas station or a quick trip or wherever, and if there's a young, especially the younger persons in there, I'll say, "Give me a couple of those." They say, "How many do you want? Do you have a girlfriend? When you're together, does that make a couple?" I'm on it, aren't I? It's true. Well, Donald Trump gave statistics on why that's happening, but that's a whole different sermon. AI sermons to AI people in AI backgrounds to spread a false gospel. Here's what the first three pastors that I first sentence that the first three said. Maybe sin isn't what we thought. Maybe we're not broken. Maybe God sees. That's coming from AI pastors, and how many people will sit in churches and listen to that? And say, whoa! All three pastors were preaching this with different backgrounds. The fourth pastor preached this. Because in the Bible, God said, there is no hell, and what if heaven is right now? Has God said? Who don't read their Bibles? The world's being set up perfectly for AI coming into the church, and it already creeping in. People, artificial intelligence, none of it was real. That's where our world is going. People, Jesus is coming. He's not going. Christians need to be extremely careful when online. There are false teachers everywhere, and now they're doing it through AI, and even what they were saying is not preachers I spoke of today, and all of them gave a false message or put doubt in the people's minds. Be careful. AI is starting to go rapidly. Once they take the guardrails down, and that could happen this coming month in July when it comes down, AI is going to go full speed ahead through the government. Leave us in any way. Here's the spiritual problem of AI. The end of the human race.
Yeah.
Thinkers are deeply concerned about a time when machines might become fully sentient. Again, rational agents being with emotion, consciousness. A full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. We're already hearing that with robots. There's people already think that they can replace a human, a leading one right now, using robots, and they're replacing a lot of different things in their country with robots. The development, I'm going to spell the end of the race, Stephen Hawking told the BBC in 2014. Once humans develop our design itself at an ever-increasing speed, and right now AI is able to identify problems in itself and correct things. Humans who are limited by slow biological means couldn't compete and would be superseded. People, including Hawking's, know an open letter warning against the potential pitfalls of AI development. They can see what this could lead to. Anthony, this is an interesting character. I went and did a little research on him too, a guy that struggled with his faith. Anthony Levendow, centered around the worship and comprehension of artificial intelligence. What is going to be created will effectively be God. Dowski said, it's not a God in the sense that it makes lightning or causes hurricanes, but if there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what? Stepping into the AI pulpit, Levendowski is so convinced of the incredible superiority of AI that he started in 2015 the AI called the Way of the Future. With an interview with Bloomberg, he explained that the reason for calling his organization a church, many of the expectations that religions have from their concept of God. And I believe this will help usher in the new one world religion. Levendowski has a goal of helping you from a spiritual connection with artificial intelligence. Levendowski says his mission of AI has the support of a couple thousand like-minded people. Levendowski said that AI has the potential to cause what other religions, all this free time. Listen to the next one. Entertainment is going to be amazing. What's happening in the church? Entertained, and they love it. AI can make it more exciting, and that's why people will listen to it, watch it, and think. It says that all religions have an idea of what God is, but when we inevitably build an AI many times smarter than us, then that concept will have a physical incarnation. There's a danger. Will Christians go to the Bible? Will they look to the Holy Spirit for answers going forward? At this point, people are being lulled asleep through entertainment and through other means, false teachings, all types of things, and AI is stepping right into the middle of it. If you ask people whether a computer can be smarter than a human, 99.9% will say that's science fiction. Leave in doubt, it's guaranteed to happen. Lewandowski believes that a change is coming, a change that will transform every aspect of human existence, the economy, and possibly decide our very survival as species. And this is an engineer with Google. He closed that church down just for a short period of time, but he started it up again because he really believes AI is the answer. A man creates the smartest AI and presents it to the UN, boasting it can solve any problem, about leaders of the world asking AI questions, but I'm not taking time to read them. After the upgrade, the world leaders ask again to the AI, is there a God? The AI responded. Theological issues of AI. Will it have a soul? There's also a spiritual dimension. If you create other things that think for themselves, a serious theological disruption will occur. If humans create free will beings, take the soul, for instance. What exactly is a soul? If AI is designed with a mind, a will, and emotions, self-conscious, and has individual thought, if intelligent machines have a soul, would they be able to establish relationship with God? Would AI attend church? Sing hymns? Would AI be saved? Asked Mike Mahargu. Another man struggling with his faith, by the way, when you look him up and research him. The answer to this question is Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust and of the ground and breathed in the nostrils the breath of life, and man became a who breathed life into us? God did. He gave us life. He breathed it into us. Secondly, however, not a real person. Thirdly, Russell Bork, a professor of computer science, states, what makes humans special is not to us based on his purpose, for making us. We didn't decide to have souls. God made us to have souls. His decision, will AI be equivalent to God? No. No. Nicene Creed, which a statement of faith used in the Catholic Church. I believe in one. I mean that when I met her. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten Father. Computers and AI are made, not begotten. One of substance, essence with the Father. And AI is not God. Nor will it ever be even close to being God, because Isaiah 44:6, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who is I shall call? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I even my witnesses? Is there a God beside me? Question mark. Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Outside of time, AI is not. Isaiah 41:4, who hath wrought, meaning put together, created, and done it, calling the generations from the past, I am he. AI isn't everlasting. Only God, who created time as well as space and matter, can see every generation. I can't do that. God is eternal, AI is not. Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clear, his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the is everywhere. God is unchanging, AI is not. Malachi, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. God is omniscient, AI is not. He knows all there is to know in the physical realm, this mentions of time. God does. What if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all
things.
AI only knows what humans know, which is only a tiny fraction of all there is to know. God possesses all power, AI does not. God can produce infinite energy of creating infinite matter from nothing and universes, and to create life from non-life, to raise the dead, heal the sick, and to save a soul. God can do all those things. AI cannot. 2:11, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God.
Amen.
God's existence never had a beginning. His is not a derived existence. He's always been. God exists from within himself. Psalms 93:2. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Psalms 92. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever thou everlasting, thou art God. The reason AI exists today is because man built it, but God gave him the ability to do it. Our mental comprehension. So no use even trying to figure out God. Some people say, well, where was God born? We can't, don't even try to explain it. We can't. This to the internet cloud. Without recharging, reprogramming, and repairs, it will soon shut down. So much for being God. I'm only telling you this stuff so that you, they're trying to put fear in us through AI on the news and many different areas. We do not have to be afraid of AI.
Yes.
That's what Satan will be using the AI for. I believe he will be involved, putting it in the minds of men to deceive the world. And we're hearing a lot about
drones.
But drones, look what they're using those for. A lot of them are manipulated by AI. James McGrath, a professor of religion at Butler University, told his religion students to ask Siri to put them and observe what happened. Siri basically responded, I am not programmed to do that. GBT, write a sermon in the voice of Rabbi of about 1,000 words that relates to the Torah portion, Vayigash, to intimate. It had some content, but it lacked exactly what it preached, human vulnerability and emotion. It didn't give any of that. Computers have truly relate. AI might be used by the Antichrist as a religious tool during the Great Tribulation period as follows. And I have no doubts about that. 13 verses 14 and 15. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Those are lying wonders that people, even on social media today, you can see people take pictures of things in the sky. A lot of deception, people in the world. AI's dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image. He didn't give him life like God would give him life. He probably plugged him into a 220 volt. Revelation 14, 9, 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, leave his mark in his forehead or in his hand. You notice all the tattoos that are going on today?
Yeah.
It's going nuts.
Yeah.
Anywhere, any place. But look what it says in Revelation. If any man worship the beast and receive his mark in his forehead or in his right hand, and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. People. It may be harsh, but it's true and reasonable for all of the lives that spurned, literally spurned, the grace of God and the love. And God's giving us every opportunity in the world to receive him, to be forgiven. He loves his creation, but man continues to spurn. Revelation 15:2, and I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over the image and over his sea of glass having the harps of God. Revelation 16:2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous them which worshipped his image. Revelation 19:20, him false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with he deceived them that had received. These both were cast alive into a lake of burning, a fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 24, and I saw thrones, and the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon him with Christ 1,000 years. They're preparing that mark right now. They're showing it. The guy, a young man, I think he was an Oriental man that had it in his hand, on his right hand it was. And they put that little chip in there, and it had his whole history. And he bought, I think it was a can of pop and something else. And he stood there, and he put that on the counter, and the guy was standing there. He did like this at the machine, and away. They're taking it to the end, people, and it's happening faster. They're looking to do it quickly. And there will be a point to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. See, there will be a great revival in the tribulation coming out. But if you can't stand for Jesus right now, boldly stand for him right now, you won't do it. There's going to be a great falling away already right now in this world. And when the tribulation sets in, it's going to be a fierce time. AI could possibly make that happen worldwide. But if you're not willing to stand for Jesus right now, what makes you know will come into your life? John tells us it was given life. The image could speak. It had awareness of who did and who didn't worship. It also is in all locations where the mark of the beast was being used and was an integral part of the implementation. We're in the starting throes of could be AI house of worship. Holographs have been around for a long time, used effectively at Disney World. Again, Revelation 13, 14, 15 may describe a holograph, we don't know, an image or an actual robot. In either case, it was an image of the Antichrist, and the image could speak to the gathered congregation. People are being presented even right now. Some of us already have been experienced and don't even know it yet. Somebody who's not real. Some of the television programs coming on right now, they're all AI, the whole thing. People think they're real. Boy, no more insurance and vacations for that employer, is there? These were tied to human database. The AI could identify each person in the audience by name and know everything about them and their social lives, birth, parents, so forth. And they're already using that in the United States, China, and other places in the world. China's way ahead. Image of the beast, and if they refuse, could use one of the many methods to execute them on the spot. Bible expositors had no idea how these images of the robotics and AI, its practical fulfillment is amazingly easy to see how. Jesus Christ is coming back.
Yes.
Now, opens Revelation right open. That's what God said would happen when the seal is broken. So in conclusion, sheep have a special problem. They have no defenses. Dogs have their teeth and their speed. Horses can kick, bite, and run. Bears can claw, bite, and crush. Deer can run, have no bites or claws, and cannot outrun any serious predator. They can butt other sheep, but that ability will not protect them from the wolf or the bear. Only security is the shepherd. Let me ask you, are you saved today? Anyone watching by social media? Are you born again according to what the Bible tells us? That we must be born again before we can enter heaven? Jesus said we needed to be. And if you walk, good Father, put it all in here so that we have it with us and we can read it. Are you putting your trust? People will trust AI. They will put their trust in the government system that's coming quickly. A wonderful statement. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. What a marvelous comfort, huh? If you're truly born again this morning, a saved person, you don't have to be fearful of this stuff when it comes upon the earth. God is giving the church discerning spirit to know what's of God and what is not. And it's our job happening in our world right now, but the church, much of it's asleep. They're more interested in cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That's why Christ came and died on the cross. He loves us so much, he said, Father, I'll go. He came to earth. And then he was so gracious and kind, our Heavenly Father, that he told us throughout history, the good and the bad. He put the dirty dishes in here too. It's going to be like right to the very end. And he warned us continually, continually, continually what's going to happen. No matter how crazy this world will get, and it's going to get more crazy than it is right now, people, believe me, we're on a fast track. We don't have to be afraid. Why? Because the politicians, they're all going nuts. Many of them. More so on one side than the other. When you look at the news and you see these people standing out and defending lawlessness, defending people who will murder people against the good to bring in evil, even in our government, and do it without even blinking an eye. And look how many are being to see this AI thing as it progresses and gets more sophisticated, how exciting. People will say, but what? That's exciting. We're going to have an AI pastor today. And he talks so much better, too. But people, be blessed right now. You got an older guy that's really good looking. And I'm giving you truth because I was God made. And believe me, I love youth too. Let's all stand. I won't belabor it because we want to have some fellowship too. I just would ask right now, everybody in here, just please, if you would just bow your head. Everybody in here that would say, Pastor, I want to make sure I'm right with Jesus. I want to make sure that I'm born again. I don't want to be exposed to this stuff and be led astray into satanic influence. Is there anybody? Just lift up your hand if you're in here this morning. Is there anybody that walked in? Is there anybody need to repent? Is there anybody? Just lift up your hand. Is there anybody in here? I'm giving you the opportunity. You'll never stand before God and say nobody. Jesus is alive and well. He died on the cross. He said we must be born again. He said everyone has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody's righteous to get into heaven. Our good works are worthless to get into heaven. Our denomination is worthless to get into heaven. Heaven, no matter how many prayers they prayed, it's got to be a personal choice that we say, Jesus, I accept your invitation to you and ask you to come into my life and be my Lord. That's being born again. And God will literally come in and live within you and guide you. Is there anybody said, I'm going to say a prayer just to say it so those that are watching, and I know there's usually some, there's several hundred to watch us every week. Heavenly Father, let's all say, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I come to you from the day I was born to where I'm at today. And I ask Jesus that your precious blood be clean of all my sin. And you, Lord, told me that you would take those sins and put them into the sea of fire. And I receive you right now, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I ask you, Jesus, to come and live within my heart. I believe that you came to earth and died and rose again and coming back again. And now, Lord Jesus, by faith, but my desire to apply it to my life will save my soul by putting my trust in you, Jesus. I believe I am born again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, touch those watching. We're entering serious times, and there's going to be a lot of deceptive things happening, and they're happening in repetitions. Lord, you already know what's happening, even with the shepherds in the pulpits. Multitudes of them beginning to deceive. You know the technology that we're entering into, Lord. You knew this was going to come. And you also know Satan is going to try to deliver for Antichrist to control. So, Lord, help us to be a discerning people. Help us to be aware of the things that are happening around us and not put our trust in man, but to put our total trust in you. Bless every home financially.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you're a good, good Father. Holy Spirit, guide us each this week to be a witness, to be bold as lions, Father, to stand for what we believe according to your word. And we thank you. We praise you. Everybody said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I serve the I am. I think they got cookies and coffee down there, right?